Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for April 24th to the 30th. So we have some really significant energy that's taking place on the planet right now. And if you've seen, I posted it over the weekend and this morning just about the KP index. And so that is coming, that's our space weather. So that's the weather that's around all of the planets. And currently we are, I think it's in the 7 right now. So they give it a rating, right, on a scale of 0 being no activity to 10 being extreme activity. And so we were in an 8, and it's interesting. I don't think I have ever seen it do this, where it goes from an 8 to a 7, from an 8 to a 7, like it just keeps going back. So like without any kind of break in the storm, it just keeps, like, it's building momentum, it's getting stronger and stronger. And then of course we can see the Schumann resonance, so that's the measurement of the Earth's core, so this, the vibration of the Earth. It went so high a couple of days ago is that it went into a blackout. And so sometimes that happens. They really don't have a reasoning for it, but I feel like something happens with the equipment that it's just too high to register, and then the equipment just kind of blacks out. But it's back on there now, and it was back on. It was at a 48, which is high for the Schumann as well. So lots of energy happening. And so when I asked about this, because of course, you know, it's interesting because there are many souls on the planet who don't feel the effects of the geostorms or the solar flares, like, in any significant way. And you might be one of those people. And whenever somebody says that to me, that, you know, I'm not feeling anything, right, I couldn't even tell you if something was going on, I always say, you know, it's different case by case. So it's different person by person, depending on where you are energetically. But I always say, tune in and check in and see, because I bet you there is something that you're feeling that you're just not putting it together with the geostorms. So again, and then this brings me to the whole, when I ask spirit about this and what's going on, they just keep on giving me the word purpose. So they keep giving me the word purpose with this. And I feel like this is significant for many of us on our journeys, no matter where you are, no matter what you're experiencing, how your journey is playing out for you. I really believe that purpose can be a good guiding for us. It can anchor us in so that we don't feel the chaos, so we don't feel chaotic, so we don't feel lost. We need to have that sense of purpose. And they're showing me that, you know, purpose is not just a belief. So, you know, there are some things, you know, like as an example, when I teach mediumship or psychic work, there is a big part of it in the beginning when you're learning to do that stuff that you have to believe in it. There has to be a belief in it. And then once you start to actually have the experiences of it, then there's like the proof is there. So then you have the validation and you know that what you're doing is true. But until you kind of reach that point, you're having to go on belief. And so this is a bit different with when we have purpose. It gives us the understanding that what we're experiencing is serving a purpose, or it actually has significant meaning for the reason why we're going through it. And this is important right now because, again, when we talk about, so what's the purpose of a geostorm of this significance? What would be the purpose of it? And so when we think about the energy of a storm, right, if we have a storm down here on Earth, so, you know, again, we talk about the thunder, the lightning, or even a snowstorm or a rainstorm. When we talk about that systems coming in, it usually comes in with such a force that it shakes things up, right? It can destroy things. It can wreck things. Storms certainly don't come in with the sense of calmness or peace or quiet. It's quite the opposite. It comes in with the shaking, with the stirring things up, with the destruction. And of course, when all of that happens, and you know, many of the experiences that we have gone through or are going through, we have that point in the journey, right? We have that point of the storm where we feel like we're being shook, where we feel like we're unstable, where we feel like we're scared, where we feel like, you know, there's the unknown. We all have that or have had that at some point in the journeys. And when we reach that point, it can feel very frightening, right? It can feel very, you know, you're wondering why, how, what, all the, you know, why is this happening? What's the purpose of it? Where am I going to go from here? How am I going to get through this? And that's the energy that's coming through right now. And so if you're feeling shook in it, it makes sense. And you can know that it's serving a purpose, right? And there's, you know, and it's hard sometimes because when you're feeling shaken, there can be the sense of not having clarity, of not having connection, of not having direction. And sometimes that is necessary, especially when we get stuck in beliefs or in patterns or on timelines that do not serve our highest good in the way that it needs to be served. Does that make sense to you guys? Because we've all done this, and you know, because souls come here with free will, every single soul has the choice to make their own decisions. So every decision that you make, every belief that you take on, every creates your experience, creates and also creates, you know, consequences with it, right? If you choose to be mean and hurtful, of course that's going to create consequences. If you choose to be loving and giving, of course, then that creates consequences. So it creates, and you know, and we could talk about this as, you know, in the energetic karma, it creates an energy we can call karma, right? But right now, the planet, what the planet is needing, to be shaken. There needs to be shaken in spirit, saying to the core right now. So it's almost like all these little eruptions that have been happening on the planet, on the political scene, on the, you know, the health scene, on like everything that's been happening, has not been enough to shake people out of the timelines that they're into or the off trajectory that they've come into serving their highest good or serving the highest good for the planet. And so we're going to continue to see this kind of shaking up that comes through. Now, remember, when this kind of energy comes shaking up, we will feel it. You're going to feel it. And depending on how dense your layers of energy are in your physical body. So remember when we've talked about the, you know, all the layers of emotions in the body, if they're tightly packed in there, if there's lots and it's tightly packed in, of course, when this shaking comes through, you know, you may not feel it to the degree that somebody who has a lot of more space in their energy field. So somebody who's been doing more work or has their energy, you know, the emotions are more active, you may not be feeling it as much. And if you're somebody who has been doing a lot of work, so, you know, and if you're, you know, you're an empath or sensitive, you wear your heart on your sleeve, you often have, you know, all of these emotions in excess flowing through you all the time anyway. So when this comes through, you're going to feel this more severely. Now, the key to all this, though, is to remembering that there is a purpose, right? There's a purpose with this. And every, you know, we are experiencing a collective purpose right now. And of course, that is to raise the frequency of the planet. That is to eliminate the control and the greed, the manipulation. That's the main agenda, you know, that's playing out in the planet right now. But remember, we are like cogs in the wheel. Each one of us affects that frequency, affects that vibration in a different way. And so we will be having that play out for us in our own personal experiences. So remember that there's that shakeup that's happening right now is serving a purpose for you on a personal level, but then also serving a purpose for the greater collective. Now, keep in mind, because again, this is when we're going through this, you're going to have to support yourself in the best way possible. And the best way possible to do this is try to not think too much about it all, and rather let your intuition guide you, or your sensitivities guide you, instead of being guided by your mind. And so I feel like, because they just keep on showing me when asking, well, what's the best way for us to get through this? How will we best serve our higher selves by getting through this? And they just keep on showing me that the word purpose. So we're going to have to remind ourselves that everything that we're going through is serving a purpose. Everything is collectively serving a purpose. And as we come together in recognizing the purpose, that's where our strength comes in. That's where our stability comes in, through that connection. And if you feel into the energy around you right now, it feels very unsettling. It feels very unstable. But it's interesting, because then it also feels like there's some excitement there. So that's interesting, that I feel like that's where that significant shift is happening. And so we'll see how this continues to play out for everybody. But do yourself a favor and just kind of take things a little bit slower when the energy is like this. Of course, we have Mercury is in retrograde right now. That's our planet of communication. So you know that anything and everything that comes out of your mouth could be misunderstood. It also means that anything in your mind can be misunderstood. It's, quite common when this energy is coming through, Mercury's in retrograde, that you feel like you're going crazy. it really, that can happen with there. And that's because it's like the circuit boards kind of get scrambled a little bit. So the best way to get through all of that is to not spend a lot of time on your human computer. So not to spend a lot of time in your mind space. So really, this is the time to be grounding yourself, prayer, meditation, breath work, exercise, any kind of form of exercise that moves the energies through your body is helpful. Listening to high vibrational music, to the solfeggios. Also, food is going to be huge about this. So what you're putting into your body also carries a frequency. You're going to notice that if you're putting heavier, dense foods into your bodies right now, your body's not going to be able to assimilate with it. It's not going to be able to break it down. So you, on a physical level, we may be feeling more bloated or more tired, or not getting the energy that you need from it. So be really mindful of that. Also, increasing your intake of water, the electrolytes in the body, is really, really important right now. So adding lemon to your water, adding lime to your water, adding some honey to your water, some ginger to your water, bringing your water some more energy, so that it can give your body the glucose that it needs, so that your brain and your nervous system can be supported in a better way, which will be really, really important right now. Okay, so we'll just have to, I'll check in the Facebook group. You guys can make some comments in there. Let me know how you're feeling with all this, how everything's kind of feeling for you. And then on Thursday, I think it's Thursday, we're doing our readings. And so hopefully you guys can come to that and be there for that. And we'll do some connecting with spirit and get some information about stuff. Okay, so I'll check in with you guys in on the Facebook group. So if you get a moment, pop in there and say hi to us. Sending you guys huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.